You need to come with me. Why? Because I'm doing my job and your time is up. I've come to collect your soul. You don't have to make this more difficult than it's already going to be. I understand you don't want to go. No creature I've ever taken has wanted to go. They're afraid of what lies beyond this world. I cannot bring you the comfort you seek because I do not know what lies beyond this realm. All I know is that it is my duty to take those that are living, and I escort them to the world beyond this one. I follow my list, ticking off the names one by one. The list has the date, the time, and the cause of death of every living thing on Earth. Your name happened to be next on my list. That means it's your time to pass. The list is never wrong, and it is important to never deviate from the list. It's time to reap your soul, sweetheart. I'm sorry, but this is the way it has to be. Please, make this easy and take my hand. I am trying to bring you comfort in a time of distress and bring you to the other side. You are insisting on staying here despite your clock running out. I'm sorry, but you don't get any more of it. You can pout. You can complain. You can say that it isn't fair, and I agree with you. But I'm not the entity to get upset with. I'm doing my job. I've been sworn to escort those who are between worlds. But if you are so insistent that you deserve a second chance, maybe I would be willing to give it to you. It's Halloween, and you seem like you're willing to do anything for another chance at life. Would I be correct in assuming that? I'll give you 1 year. In exactly 1 year, I will meet up with you on Halloween. I will review the terms of your contract, and if you are insistent that you still want to stay alive, we will renew our contract. You've struck a chord in me, mortal. I'm not sure what heartstrings you're plucking out with those puppy dog eyes, but I'm feeling very generous with you. You have your whole life ahead of you. So, the terms of our contract are this. You are living on borrowed time. In order to keep borrowing time, you agree to meet up once a year on Halloween with the Grim Reaper. That's me. During this time, we will go over the terms and conditions of our contract. We will then do the binding ritual, and you'll be free to go. Within this year, death will not touch you. In exchange for living on borrowed time from me, all I ask is that I am able to peek through your vision throughout the year. I want to see what you're doing with all this extra time. I want to make sure you're spending it properly. See, I've never offered a mortal a deal like this before. It goes against everything I stand for. It goes against my duty, and I could be getting in some cosmic debt just making this deal with you. But I'm curious. I'm curious to see what you will do with all this extra allotted time. I've never done something like this before. I want to see if it's true. If you will actually make the changes you promised to me. Are you willing to take that chance, mortal? I was hoping you would say that. I've always wanted to share my magic with a mortal. I'm lucky that the mortal I picked is as handsome as you are. Go ahead and undress for me. I'm going to need access to your entire body to do this ritual. It's old, powerful magic that you must accept willingly, understand? Oh, that's a good boy. I know you'll feel vulnerable and exposed like this. Me, standing in a billowing black robe above you. You naked as the day you were born. But this is what has to happen if you don't want me to take you. My shadow starting to lay across you. A heavy blackness laying atop of you like a blanket. It should be concerning, but it's comforting, is it not? It feels so good. Let it wash over you as you feel inky tendrils cascading across your skin, like warm water crashing over your body. It feels good, doesn't it? To float aimlessly in my magic, you aren't even touching the ground, allowing my magic to guide your body as I see fit, to position you how I want. Behaving like a good boy for me, that's it. Oh, so pliant against my touch as a shadow starts to brush against your clit. That's it. Doesn't it feel good? I bet it does. The coldest of touches against your clit, followed by a rush of heat. You're getting wet for me. It's getting harder to deny how good it feels, how I'm affecting you. The magic makes you feel so good. My tendrils moving against you, making you more responsive to my touches. Tell me you want this and I'll give it to you. Tell me that you agree to the terms of the contract. Tell me you want this, and I'll complete the ritual for us. Yes. Oh, that's it. That's a good boy. Accept me into you. Feel my magic course through you. Oh, once I come inside, my magic will rush through you. Filling you up, granting you a second chance. Isn't that just wonderful? And every year on Halloween, we get to do this again if you want another year. You get to feel my shadowy tendril slip inside your wet pussy while the Grim Reaper calls you a good boy. The shadow stretching your hole nice and wide. All while another shadow starts to play with your clit. Just like that. Look at you. You're starting to feel good. Finding a pattern in my thrusts while your clit is stroked. Oh, doing such a good job. Taking me like such a good boy. Yes. Oh, that's it. Feel so good wrapped around me. I never imagined a human would feel like this. Warm, yeah. Wet, maybe. But I didn't picture it would feel like heaven to be buried inside a man like you. Oh, just like that. Feels so fucking good against me, mortal. Barely squirming under the weight of my presence looming above you. Taking my shadow so well, letting my magic flow through you. That's it. Look so good impaled on my tendrils like this. As the smoky outline floats around your body. Licking and kissing your skin, your legs spread wider. Silently begging me to fuck you harder. You want more, don't you? Oh, that's a good boy. Asking so politely to take more of me. You think you can handle it, so I'll give it to you. You've got me enamored, mortal. It would do you good to keep me this way. Like that. Like clenching around my tendril that's inside you. Moving around, fucking and flicking inside you. Stretching you nice and wide. Oh, that's it. Moan for me. Let me hear how much you're enjoying me. Oh, yes. Yes, such a good boy. Keep it up. Keep making those noises. I love how you sound. You sound exactly like a good boy should. Like a good boy should. Wanton in lust as his orgasm builds. What a good boy I have, taking me nice and deep in his pussy while another tendril plays with his clits. Oh, fuck. Your pleasure is building just like mine. My magic seeping into your blood system, making the world that much hazier, that much more pleasurable. Oh, my touch feels like it could turn your skin to ice, doesn't it? Oh, it feels so good against your body, right? My cold, shadowy tendril fucking into your wet heat. It feels so good, doesn't it? The two temperatures fighting inside you while you struggle to keep your voice down. Oh, it feels so fucking good to be taking me like this, doesn't it? The longer it goes on, the more of yourself you give over to the pleasure. Oh, it feels so amazing, floating in the air, covered by inky, comforting, heavy shadows. Oh, fuck. Taking them inside you and letting them fuck you. It all feels so amazing. You're making me feel so good, too. Oh, look at you, taking it so well, clenching around me and working your hips, trying to get more friction. Oh, yes, such a greedy little thing, aren't you? So eager for your own pleasure, so desperate for your own orgasm, it doesn't matter what happens to me, as long as you come, right? Oh, fuck, such a greedy boy. Didn't anyone ever teach you manners? You take what I give you and you're grateful for it. Taking my tendrils is not a luxury that many get. In fact, you're the first to get a bargain like this ever. You should be thanking every star in heaven for my generosity on a night like this. Instead, you're focused on your own pleasure and know that I can't do anything to stop it. Not if I want to make good on this deal, and I always make good on my deals. Such a fucking brat you are. It's a good thing I don't mind reminding bratty boys of their place. Just look at you, taking my shadows like a good boy. That's not something a brat would do, is it? Letting another one of my shadows circle your clits, touching you just how you need. Oh, you're getting closer to coming with every thrust inside your pussy, aren't you? Oh, can't help yourself. You're enjoying this too much. Your body is loving being fucked like this and knows to behave itself. Your body is already being such a good boy for me, taking it like this. Oh, you're even moaning around me, and yet you insist on giving me a little bit of an attitude. You're a feisty one, aren't ya? Oh, fuck. I am giving you the deal of an eternity right now, and you don't even care. You only care about coming, don't you? Such a greedy, greedy boy. You're lucky you have a hole that feels this good. Gripping around my tendril like this, making me get closer with how fucking tight you are. Fuck, I swear I'm not trying to come inside you already. I swear, but you feel so fucking good. Moaning like a whore around my tendril as you take it nice and deep inside your pussy. My tendril circling your clit, causing you to cry out in pleasure. Oh, fuck. You're close too, aren't you? You're getting close just like I am. You can feel your orgasm building with every thrust inside your eager hole. With every flick against your clit, you're getting close to coming. You're almost on edge, aren't you? Oh, fuck. Oh, yes, you are, my good boy. You can't lie to me. Not when I'm buried inside you. Not when I can feel every part of you. Oh, and I can feel it. I can feel if you tell me a lie. Oh, fuck. You're getting close to coming just like me. Whether you want to be or not. And this time, you're going to come with my shadows filling you to the brim, overflowing your system with my magic. Oh, fuck, that's it. That's a good boy. You're going to come with me, aren't you? Yes, you are. I know you are. Oh, such a good fucking boy. Just like that, and taking me so well, helping me get so close. Are you ready to make good on your deal? Huh? Ready to seal the contract? Oh, fuck. For the next year of your life, you're on borrowed time from me. I can peek out of your vision whenever I want in exchange for another year. Oh, fuck, this is what you wanted, isn't it, my good boy? This is what you begged for? Oh, fuck. Then get ready to take it. Get ready to get everything you asked for, just like a good boy. Oh, fuck, so close. Oh, just like that. Come with me. Come on, you can do it. Be a good boy and come with me. And that noise right there tells me it's working. You are getting some of my essence inside your body right now. Don't look at me like that. That's the only way for this magic to work. You wanted another year, and now you got it. Do you regret it? Good. Then you'll be seeing me in another year. As for me, I'll be seeing you quite a bit, I think. Oh, and before I go, do pay attention, mortal. You never know when you might feel me peering out of your vision. Ta-ta.